Title: USPTO Issues Additional Guidance on Use of AI Tools in Connection with USPTO Matters. Content: The USPTO issued guidance on February 6, 2024 that clarified existing rules and policies and discussed how to apply them when AI is used in the drafting of submissions to the Patent Trial and Appeal Board, PTAB, and Trademark Trial and Appeal Board, TTAB. As a follow-up, the USPTO has now published additional guidance in the Federal Register on some important issues that patent and trademark professionals, innovators, and entrepreneurs must navigate while using artificial intelligence, AI, in matters before the USPTO. The guidance recognizes that practitioners use AI to prepare and prosecute patent and trademark applications. It reminds individuals involved in proceedings before the USPTO of the pertinent rules and policies, identifies some risks associated with the use of AI, and provides suggestions to mitigate those risks. It states that while the USPTO is committed to maximizing AI's benefits, the USPTO recognizes the need, through technical mitigations and human governance, to cabin the risks arising from the use of AI in practice before the USPTO. The USPTO has determined that existing rules protect the USPTO's ecosystem against such potential perils, and thus no new rules are currently being proposed. In a stern warning, the guidance emphasizes that the USPTO does not tolerate fraud or intentional misconduct in any manner in a proceeding before the office or in connection with accessing USPTO IT systems, and that all individuals associated with a proceeding before the USPTO have a duty of candor and good faith. The duty extends not only to the personal actions of these individuals, but also to the actions these individuals take with any automated tools, including AI tools. It notes that the use of AI tools on USPTO websites for the unauthorized access, actions, use, modification, or disclosure of the data contained herein or in transit to from USPTO web systems constitutes a violation of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, and that the USPTO monitors network traffic to identify such behaviors. It warns that violators are subject to criminal, civil, and/or administrative action and penalties. Some of the issues addressed in the updated guidance includes the following: the USPTO's rules and policies described in this guidance, including those meant to ensure full, fair, and accurate disclosure to the USPTO and to protect clients of USPTO practitioners, apply broadly, regardless of any AI assistance in preparing submissions to the USPTO. There is no general prohibition against using AI-based tools in drafting documents for submission to the USPTO. Nor is there a general obligation to disclose to the USPTO the use of such tools, unless specifically requested by the USPTO, subject to adherence to applicable rules, including those below. For example, if the use of an AI tool is material to patentability as defined in 37 CFR 1.56b, the use of such AI tool must be disclosed to the USPTO. As discussed in more detail in the Inventorship Guidance for AI-Assisted Inventions, material information could include evidence that a named inventor did not significantly contribute to the invention because the person's purported contributions were made by an AI system. This could occur where an AI system assists in the drafting of the patent application and introduces alternative embodiments which the inventors did not conceive, and applicant seeks to patent. If there is a question as to whether there was at least one named inventor who significantly contributed to a claimed invention developed with the assistance of AI, information regarding the interaction with the AI system, e.g., the inputs/outputs of the AI system, could be material and, if so, should be submitted to the USPTO. Duty of candor and good faith. Everyone associated with any proceeding at the USPTO has a duty of candor and good faith in dealing with the office. The duty of candor and good faith is broader than just the duty to disclose information material to patentability. The duty of candor and good faith applies to positions taken by applicants or parties involving the claimed subject matter. It also applies to errors that occur during the proceeding. The duty underlies the use of AI systems in matters before the USPTO. Signature requirement and corresponding certifications. Most correspondence filed in the USPTO must bear a person's signature applied by